So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
So I started out my 17th year fairly optimistic, like a lot of teachers do. One reason was because I had just handed the reins over to someone else as the local president of our union. And then another reason was because I was going back to an elementary campus where I had started at and felt really comfortable with. Even though I had only handled a few grievances during the 8 years that I was the president, I was beginning to feel more like a target than an advocate, so I felt like this would be a fresh start. And sure enough, everything went really quickly and smoothly the first semester. I even felt like I had a good rapport with my principal. At the end of December, she handed me an evaluation that had me rated as accomplished, which any educator will recognize that's kind of slightly above average. So I was like, so far so good, right? Everything's great. Well, out of boredom over the holiday break, I was looking at the district's calendar for January, and I was clicking on various days to kind of get an idea of what was going on in our district, because that was usually the best way to find out about stuff. And I noticed on one of the drop-down menus at the very bottom, there was a notice about a public meeting to be held to get our district declared as a district of innovation. Now, this is somewhat concerning because what this does is it allows the school district to bypass a lot of the laws that pertain to education. I mean, things like adding days onto teacher contracts, hiring teachers that aren't necessarily certified, and increasing class sizes are some of the things that districts of innovations have done. So I was concerned, and I reached out to my field rep for my union, and she was totally unaware of this meeting that was coming up, and she too was kind of concerned. She called a meeting for the Sunday right before we went back to work, and in the meeting, she gave all of the members that were there two flyers to distribute at their campuses. One of the flyers was purely informational and really just had the date and time of the public meeting and was urging members to attend. The other flyer cited a lot of the examples similar to what I just gave you, with the names of the school districts where this had occurred at. So the Monday that I returned to school, I took the flyers and I put the two of them in each of my members' mailboxes, thinking nothing of it. This is the way that we had distributed information to our members for over a decade there at that district. And after all, it was public information, right? So later on, when I went to go check my mailbox at lunch, though, I noticed that all the flyers were gone out of the mailboxes. Not a single one remained. And later on, an email went out from the campus principal asking who had put the flyers in the mailboxes. And I quickly responded that it had been I. And since I received no response back to my acknowledgement of having done this, I thought everything was cool. The public meeting was well attended, and in the latter half of it, the board went ahead and approved the superintendent's recommendations. And we really weren't shocked by this because during the last 2 years that this board had been put into place by the state of Texas, they had approved every single recommendation that this gentleman had made. However, what was surprising was the anger that he expressed to the local president at that time with regard to leaking that information out to the community. He was outraged, and he blamed the union field rep for that. 2 days after the meeting, after school, I was called into my principal's office and handed a written reprimand. On it, she cited district policy and stated that I had violated this policy by handing out the flyers. Even though I knew she was wrong, I was still hurt. I mean, why didn't she just call me into her office the day that she found out that I had done it and give me a verbal reprimand? Why was there going to be a permanent written reprimand on my record? I neither felt that I deserved that, and I knew that nobody else in the whole district had gotten one. So I immediately called my legal representation at my union. And we began the long, drawn-out process of trying to get such thing removed from my record. Beginning in February, I had like 6 surprise walkthroughs by administrators from different levels. And I didn't understand this because, remember, I'd already gotten my evaluation back in December. I also got 2 letters of concern from campus administrators regarding my interactions with some students that I had asked for special assistance with. But I think the most upsetting thing to me was when they started calling students to be interviewed behind closed doors without parent knowledge or consent. One student even cried about it to me. I got sick at my stomach and I was deeply saddened. While this was going on, I was also being forced to administer 8 different district tests to my students. So as you can imagine, student behaviors were less than stellar, and my blood pressure was reaching uncharted heights. So over spring break, I went ahead and made a visit to my doctor, and due to family history and what was going on, she recommended that I take some time off. And I agreed with her. And right then and there, I decided, you know what? I worked for this district for 15 years. I'm going to take all 3 months that I had banked. So I quickly, right after that visit, emailed my principal, let her know that I would not be returning from break until I felt like I was okay and my doctor okayed it. I also let her know that I had left sufficient copies and worksheets for over 2 weeks in my classroom. You know, I never once heard one thing back from that principal, other than like emails that were directed to the whole campus, which is how I found out I was going to be reassigned to first grade. Now, I had never taught first grade. 12 years had been spent teaching fifth and sixth graders. And the 3 years that I taught math to fifth graders, my scores were the highest in the district, so this made absolutely no sense. And especially made no sense when the other 3 teachers that taught fifth grade alongside me did not return to the school. They left, never come back. In April, I received notice of the decision that my superintendent had ruled in my favor, that reprimand would be pulled from my record, and he requested that I not be treated any differently than any other staff member. However, when I later reached out to him in June with regard to my reassignment, he stated he didn't feel it was retaliatory and that he never interfered with his principal's decisions. He also wouldn't let me transfer back to the intermediate campus where I had come from. So, in late June, I resigned the contract that I already signed for this school year. And I did it with a heavy heart. I knew it was too stressful to go back, but I also knew that, unfortunately, this same story was shared by other effective, experienced educators throughout the state of Texas. Although they probably didn't get a reprimand for handing out flyers, and they probably didn't have as much accrued leave time as I did, their stories were very the same. The only big difference was that only close friends and family members heard their stories. So I thank you for listening to mine.